This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There was a funeral procession in Baghdad today to honor the memory of Iran's top military leader, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. drone strike at Baghdad's airport. Thousands turned out. President Donald Trump says he ordered the surprise military action in Iraq because he has a solemn duty to protect Americans. Soleimani headed the Quds Force and was regarded here in Washington as the master planner of attacks against Americans. Mr. Trump said when he died, Soleimani was planning further imminent and sinister attacks.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
Mr. Trump is telling Iran it must end its efforts to roil the Middle East, though he denies he is demanding regime change. Qasem Soleimani's daughter today asked Iranian President Hassan Rouhani about revenge for her father's death. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
Rouhani replied by vowing revenge for the killing, telling Zainab Soleimani, don't you worry about that. Iran has pledged harsh retaliation in the aftermath of the killing, raising fears of war. President Donald Trump said Soleimani posed a threat to the American people and that he ordered the strike to prevent a conflict. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Here in the United States and globally, there are serious concerns over what Tehran's threats of harsh retaliation could mean. A cyber attack is seen as a strong possibility. The Pentagon is sending another 3,500 U.S. troops to the Middle East. A former British ambassador to Iraq, Sir William Patey, says it's ironic that President Trump, who is withdrawing troops from the region, now finds himself sending in reinforcements.
I think 750 of them are going to straight to Baghdad to reinforce the American embassy there. I mean, 3,000 across the Middle East doesn't do a huge amount. It does help to improve security.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran has told the UN Security